Enjoy.
You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, and this is Classic Rock Mine. Yes, it's Saturday night, and you are listening to Classic Rock Mine. After all, would Ram Jam lie to you? Yes, that was Ram Jam with the theme to Classic Rock Mine, Saturday night. If you like classic rock radio, you will love, get it, love more than like, you will love my program because I play classic rock that you have not heard before that is just as good, if not better, than the stuff you hear on commercial radio. And that's what we're going to be doing for the next 2 hours. We're going to start things off with a band. These guys were from San Francisco. Hal Blaine, the giant Hollywood session guy, plays on this, and Warren Zevon plays on this. So as I will say many times over the course of this program, dig it and dig it deep.
Your man that you don't like.
muscly man. Did it, did it. Look what you did.
Oh,
Yes, wise words from Beauregard. Yes, Beauregard. That was recorded in 1971 in Portland. Beauregard was by the guy by the name of Larry Pitchford, who was a professional wrestler under the name of Beauregard, and he cut an album in Portland in 71, the first album cut by a professional wrestler. So that was pretty cool. Before that, the Wabash Resurrection. Yes, the Wabash Resurrection. When's the last time you heard them on commercial radio? We heard Pigsty Blues. That was from 1973, Oak Park, Illinois. Oh, and the Beauregard song was Pass Away. Okay, so before Wabash, Tramline, we were in the UK, 1968, we heard their cover of Killing Floor. Tramline featured a guitarist by the name of Mick Moody, who would go on to play with Juicy Lucy and make lots of money as the lead guitarist in Whitesnake. Yeah, Whitesnake, from Tramline to Whitesnake. Before Tramline, we were in New Zealand in the year 1968. Yes, we were in 1968, New Zealand and the UK. We heard The Underdogs with their cover of Oh Pretty Woman, which I just really dig that version. And we started this set off way back when with Smokestack Lightning. From their album Off the Wall, we heard their cover of 300 Pounds of Heavenly Joy. And, you know, the Howlin' Wolf original is awesome. I think this one's even better. All of which means you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. We are together for, another hour and 45 or so, digging the best classic rock that you have never heard. Coming up next, we have a song made famous by Black Sabbath, but recorded years before. By a guy tied to Jesus Christ Superstar. I don't mean literally tied, but you'll hear it. Dig it and dig it deep.
Now the first day that I met you, I was looking in the sky. When the sun turned all to blood and the thunder clouds rolled by, the sea began to shiver and the wind began to moan. It must have been a sign for me to leave you well alone. I was warned about you, baby, but my feelings were a little bit too strong. You never said you loved me, and I don't believe you can. 'Cause I saw you in a dream, and you were with another man. You looked so cool and casual, and I tried to do the same. But now I've got to love you, tell me who am I to blame? I was wrong about you, baby, but my feelings were a little bit too strong. I've never known.
I was warned about you, baby. My feelings are a little bit too strong, just a little bit too strong.
So easy, you can't put me down. You can't put me down. You can't put me down.
another train of thought, 'cause I don't like it here. Not too late to learn how to steer.
I'm on the wrong road, but I won't be for long. A feeling of freedom is coming on strong.
That was Feeling of Freedom by Merriweather, which was a band put together by a Canadian guy by the name of Neil Merriweather, who had played in the Mina Birds, which is the band that Rick James and Neil Young had in Canada. He played in it while Rick James was in it, but Neil Young had already left. Anyway, that came out in 69. I guess this guy was a big deal up in Canada. He played with a bunch of people, Steve Miller, Dave Mason, Lita Ford. Go figure. Before Merriweather, we heard the Mops. Yes, the Mops from Japan, who started out as the first psychedelic band in Japan, doing a album of covers. They were really influenced by the Animals, and then they turned sort of harder and snottier. This came out in 1970. We heard Ijanaka. I don't speak Japanese. I apologize. That is the name of the song and the name of the album. The Mops cut 13 singles and 8 LPs. No, I had no idea. Before the Mops, Love Sculpture, because what else are you going to do before Mop except sculpture love? We heard Love Sculpture's cover of Stumble. Love Sculpture was a band featuring Dave Edmonds on guitar. They were from Wales. That was from 1968. Yeah, Dave Edmonds. Dave Edmonds played guitar like that. Amazing. And we started that set off way back when. No, we had one more song. We had Black Cat Bones. We heard Chauffeur. Black Cat Bones. Let's see. They're on a bunch of family trees. Guys from Black Cat Bones went on to Foghat, Bad Company, Free. Paul Kossoff was in the band. Simon Kirk was in the band. Rod Price was in the band. And they cut a single album in 1970, and we heard Chauffeur. And before that, is when we started that set. We heard the Ainsley Dunbar Retaliation with the original version of Warning, which they recorded in 1970, released on an album in 67, released it on an album in 1970, and then was covered by Black Sabbath. So there you go. Everybody knows it as a Sabbath song. It's actually Ainsley Dunbar. And the vocalist was Mr. Victor Brox, who, as we all know and love, played Caiaphas in Jesus Christ Superstar. So that was that set of music, gang. All of which means you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. We're together for, another hour or so. Just hang out until the music's over, and then I'll tell you when the music's over. Excuse me. Let's see. What are we going to hear from next? I think maybe we'll get a little harder rocking, and we'll start off in Australia. As I will say many times over the course of your lifetime, dig it and dig it deep. you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts University Radio.
Twilight winter.